We have in studio with us right now Caitlin Gonzalez, and she's going to tell us all about the Lorraine Tiny Titans Olympics. Sounds like a heck of a lot of fun. Caitlin, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm great.
Well, tell us all about the Tiny Titans Olympics. What are the basic details for this event?
So next Friday, July 20th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., families in Lorraine City Schools District can come out to Frank Jacinto Elementary School, which is located behind Lorraine High School, to have a morning / afternoon of fun and get some things done, like pre-K registration, kindergarten registration. They can pick up their packets, they can register, do their developmental screening, learn from different vendors, have fun. There's free food, prizes once you get all that stuff done that you need to get done while you're there. And yeah, it's just like going to be a morning of lots of fun for our families.
And this is the inaugural year for this event. So yeah, Give us an idea as to how this all kind of came together.
Rising Titans, so, is a kindergarten readiness initiative. So we're focusing on ages zero to families with kids ages 0 to 5. It's all about parent engagement, community engagement, to build, you know, that any types of gaps between the community and kindergarten. So we're trying to prepare our little ones and make sure they're on and, you know, on top of what they are set to do when they get to kindergarten.
Caitlin, you mentioned it's the Tiny Titans Olympics.
Yeah.
Are there events for the young ones that they're going to participate in, or is it really more just to kind of help the families out here?
A little bit of both. So there'll be an obstacle course there,
sure,
that they can do. The playground will be there that they can participate in. But when you get your stamps from all the vendors and you complete your screenings, everybody's going to be a winner there.
Sure.
They'll get their gold medal and their little certificate. We're going to write their names in that everybody's a little Olympian.
Nice.
Once they finish what they're set to do.
Now, this is an event, obviously, it focuses on kids, hence the name, you know, the Lorraine Tiny Titans Olympics.
Yes.
But as you and I were talking before,
mm-hmm,
this is also something designed to help out the parents as well, because the idea here, too, is that the parents are going to learn a lot about what their kids do at a very important age.
Yeah, absolutely. So the developmental screening, you know, is going to tap into their kids' strengths and where they see their kids at, and you know, can unravel so many things as a parent as they tune into what their kid is absolutely capable of doing, because little kids are sponges and they can most likely do more than what we think that they can.
It's unbelievable what they can pick up.
When
you talk about a developmental screening, like what is that exercise? What happens, I guess, in the developmental exercise?
Yeah. So they're just focused on four areas. Every kid who goes into pre-K and kindergarten is going to have to do this anyway.
Sure.
So this is a way for parents to save time, too, and do it in a fun environment as well. So they focus on fine motor, gross motor, personal, social, and communication skills.
Okay.
So, you know, just basic questions, little activities. That's where they utilize the obstacle course. That's where they utilize the playground. And they'll be stationed so that they can utilize those things and get those questions answered.
Oh, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
How important is the social aspect of this, in that, you know, for a lot of these parents, it's the first time maybe meeting some other parents with kids
yeah.
of the same age, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, talking about how this goes back to the adults in the
yep.
situation here, too, and how that helps them out. I think it also seems like this is going to be a cool experience for the kids, in that, to stick with the social theme here,
yeah.
it's the first bit of social interaction a lot of these kids
mm-hmm.
may have.
Yeah, for sure. I'm very much an advocate for all types of engagement. Parent engagement, get your kids in early. Three-year-olds are very much sponges. A lot of the preschool teachers say you can't even recognize three-year-olds when they come in August to when they leave in May, because they're so advanced. So getting them around other kids socially, learning, parents building those relationships, you never know what can come out of this on many different levels. Very positive, good things.
No question about that. Again, we're talking with Caitlin Gonzalez. We're talking about the Lorraine Tiny Titans Olympics. You mentioned that there were going to be some prizes and giveaways along
yes.
the way as well. You talked yeah. about the medals a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of prizes and giveaways are we talking about?
So on Facebook, I posted recently a Facebook post that blew up, and it's going to every kid that completes everything, every family, you're going to get like a little string backpack. Parents can have like the little pop sockets that say Rising Titans for the back of your phone. cones, wristbands. You take home all the pens that you filled out the screenings with or did any activities with. You take the crayons home. You take the coloring pages. And we just got three sets of four tickets for the Crushers game, actually, that we are raffling off for the July 29th game at 2 o'clock.
Nice. So it's not just fun for the kids. Everyone's going to be able to participate and kind of get into things.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Very cool stuff. Well, you had mentioned to me a little bit earlier that, you know, while this is going to be the first year for this, obviously a little bit of what's going to be done can be considered experimental, but you really think that there's a lot of room for this thing to grow.
Yes, yes. I'm very, very confident in my community and all the support that I've had behind me, everybody on my collaborative team, Neighborhood Alliance, who I work underneath, United Way, Lorain City Schools have been very, very helpful. And I've only been in this position since May and it's already taken off. So I can only imagine, I'm very confident in, you know, like I said, our parents and our kids that, you know, this can, without their support, you know, it's really nothing. And I really believe in them and I think it's going to really blow up.
What are some of the things you think that can really help this thing blow up in future years? I mean, the cool thing about that first year is it's always like the baseline. Yeah. You look back at it, you think, okay, how do we improve on this? And it's the one that you'll always remember for all the obvious reasons. Yep. But, I mean, we're, what, about a week away from this now? And so, I mean, as you're a week away, I know you're focusing on this year, but as you look past that, what are some things you think you'd like to do with this event moving forward?
With this event, I would love to make it an annual thing. I want to do it, you know, every year. Anything that can, you know, help the parents too. I'm here to meet their needs and anything that, you know, I can do, like I said, to help them out. Adding more events, adding more programming. I would love to see. I would love. My vision would be that every single parent in Lorain that has a child from 0 to 5 knows that, you know, they are eligible and can get registered for Rising Titans and can be a part of all of our events. That is my vision, that it's known about, and you know, they can say that we are reliable and we're here to stay, and you know, we meet their needs the best that we can.
Sure. Caitlin, with this being the first year you guys have had it, there been somewhere you've kind of looked to come up with ideas, or has it just been a group of people kind of brainstorming here?
Group of people brainstorming. Nice. For sure. Yeah. And trying to think of, I'm constantly thinking about new things. Oh my gosh. Every day in my head, I'm writing things down or bring it to mentors, bringing it to my collab team, bringing it to my supervisor. What do you think about this? Talking with Lorain City Schools, I'm always in contact with them every day about how we can collab and how we can meet the needs of our people.
Sure, when you're talking about kids 0 to 5 too, I'd imagine you kind of have to keep it fresh too for them to kind of keep the interest and everything rolling.
Yeah, for sure. And these parents, you know, kids 0 to 5, their lives, you know, busy, nonstop, busy. But, you know, still, you know, having their support and making time to come out to our events and participating is everything.
No question. Well, I've got to ask, because you mentioned earlier there will be obstacle courses and things like that, different kinds of activities, obviously, to improve or, I guess, in many ways, reveal the motor skills of some of the kids, the social skills of some of the kids as well. I thought I saw something about storytelling being a part of the equation. How does that factor in?
Yeah, so that's all about the imagination piece and things of that sort. That would be being held in the library of Frank Jacinto. So they can go in there and it's still entertainment, you know, at the same time, but using, you know, the imagination that is part of the ASQ3 screening so that the parents can kind of observe as their child is, like, interacting with the storyteller.
Okay. So they go in and they hear these stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, what's the idea? After the kids go in, they hear the stories. Are they supposed to come up with their own stories, or it will be
simultaneously? Like, pretend like you are a animal, or whatever animal she's, you know, wanting to tell them to be. You know, things like that. Like, okay, my child, yes, you know, they have excelled at that. So, yep, things like that.
Interesting.
Do you look for different things? I mean, from 0 to 5 seems like a pretty wide range. Are you looking for different things in each child, or is it all kind of the same in that group?
So, very different.
Okay.
Very, very different. But when completing the screening, it's specific to their age.
Sure.
So a 36-month-old is not going to do the same screening as a 4-year-old.
They come up with a little different animals at 5 than you may at 1. Yeah,
right, exactly. So it's all going to be, you know, tailored to what their world looks like, what that parent's world looks like with their kids.
Well, when you mention free food is attached to any kind of event, it gets people going crazy. So what are the details on the food being involved here?
You know, for the kids, with snacks, water, juices, apple slices, goldfish crackers, you know, all those things like that.
Keeping it healthy, right?
Yep. Okay. Yep.
Good stuff. Well, Caitlin,
kids
before
goldfish,
I let you go here.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, like, yeah, goldfish is healthy.
I enjoy it. Yeah, but yeah. Kids love those things.
Yeah, yeah, gets the job done. They're
all,
they're way, way worse things you
I agree.
Can eat, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, before we let you go, Caitlin, where can our listeners go to find out more information on the Tiny Titans Olympics event?
Yeah, so follow us on Facebook, Rising Titans Kindergarten Readiness Collaborative. We are also on Instagram at Rising Titans, and on Neighborhood Alliance website as well. It's all over the place. Lorain City Schools website, you know, it's pretty much everywhere. Flyers are being shared and posted, but you know, social media is really taking off nowadays, so Facebook and Instagram and websites are our main source.
Good stuff. Well, yeah. Caitlin, this is a lot of fun. Thank you so much for stopping by here in studio with
us. Thank you for having me.